Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The first Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Okay. Ra es ha koi, or kvi, different ways to pronounce it. So there's this animal. Discussion exactly what actually is this animal. Actually, interestingly enough, the Tiferes Yisrael suggests maybe it's a buffalo, which would be interesting to discuss. Okay, but all the Gemaras and Mashas that would not Gemaras and Chulin Bez Hashem would learn. It's some type of a mixture between different types of animals. Okay, well, it's a suffix. What its status is? Is it considered a behema or a chaya? This is relevant in Hilchos Chelev. The chelev, the fats which are usur, only apply to behemoths. Chelev chaya is mutter. Kisi Adam applies, there's a mitzvah when you shech the animal, you have to cover the blood, applies to the animal of a chaya, the blood of a chaya, not to the blood of a behemoth. So chelev applies to behemoth, kisi Adam applies to a chaya. Behemoth are the domesticated animals, that's the simplest translation, and the chaya are the what considered the wild animals. But there's definitely some animals which we consider not domesticated, which the Torah refers to as behemoths. Okay, so this animal has a halachic questionable halachic status whether it's a chaya or a behemoth. So you'd have to be machmer not to eat the chelev, you'd have to be machmer the Dukisi Adam, etc. Now, so they have this discussion what its status is, and they apply naziris to it. I feel confident that this is a chaya, and I'm going to undertake naziris on that positive, because I believe that's so. And the next person says, second person says, already knows there's a chaya. No, it's not a chaya. The third person says, already knows there's a behema. The fourth person says, already knows there's a behema. The fifth person says, already knows there's a chaya u behema. And the sixth person says, already knows there's a loy chaya u behema. It's considered a barrier between the atzma. It's a whole new type of status. It's not a chaya or a behema. Okay. The seventh person says, already knows there's a echad min kam nozer. I'm a nozer that one of you got it right. The eighth person says, already knows there's a shein echad min kam nozer. Nobody's right. The ninth person says, already knows there's a kulchem nazirim. You're all right. You're all nazirim. Hooray, kula nazirim. Okay. So according to Beis Shammai, that Naziris Patos is a Naziris, so this mission makes a lot of sense, that even if they got it wrong, they're still Nazirim. So, okay. Let's start the Rosh. Let's see the Rosh. Rosh HaKoi Shisha Anoshim Ro'u Koi Echad. There were six people who saw this Koi, or kvi, or echad. Even how to pronounce it is also an argument. Okay. Omar, one of them said, "Ho echad, already knows there's im huze chaya." The first one said, "I'm knows if this is a chaya." Beis Omar, already knows im eno chaya. Begimel Omar, already knows im hu behema. Vadalat Omar, already knows im eno behema. Vahe Omar, already knows im hu chaya u behema. Vavav Omar, already knows im eno loy chaya u behema. So you have these six people who are undertaking the ziris on these different possibilities. Now, there are two more people there. Of the three, the first one said, "Already nozer im echad mikem nozer." If one of you is a nozer, I'm a nozer. If it's Omar, already nozer im echad mikem nozer. Which could be translated, none of them are a nozer, or we had before possible to translate means if one of them is not, but the Gibel Omar already cool nozer im kulam kem nazirim. That all of them are Nazir. Kulam Nazir. B'Tamar, Zakhtarosh. Ichbol Tana listum kibei Shammai. L'chara, the Tana is repeating himself. This is basically a similar case to the case before, whether it's Reuven or not Reuven. They see somebody walking towards them and they say, I'm an Ozer, that's Reuven. Ozer is not Reuven. It's the same type of idea. So, Karnim Bishammai, they're Nazirim. Calling the Basil, the only Nazirim, the ones which are right. Now, over here, in the first six, it might be a Chaya, it might be not a Chaya. This is a halacha question, what its status is. So we get involved in the shayla of Naziris Misafik. So it seems to be that the Tana is repeating this whole Mishnah and writing a Stam Mishnah like Beis Shammai, which in general we're not so similar like Beis Shammai. The Basila Mi She'enol Kedvorov Loi Havi Nazir, the ones which are wrong are not Nazirim. And we don't seem to be addressing that option in this Mishnah. V'yishloimar Ashvina Nami Lebeis Hillel. What the Mishnah is telling over here is that the Safek Nozer Havi, that he is a Nozer Misafek. The Pshat of the Mishnah is not that they're Kul Nazirim Vadai, they're Kul Nazirim, that they're Nazirim Safek. The Koi Havi Safek Chaya was Safek Behema, was Safek Beria. The Halakha said as of a Koi, it's Mishnah in Masechtas Bikurim. It's questionable whether it has a din of a chaya, a din of a behema, or a din of a berry b'fnei atzma. Umachmirim be chumras shneim, and has all the chumras of a chaya and a behema. So it's chelav is also etc. Vaser b'hava im shneim kedisa b'sheli Masechtas Klayim. And therefore, when it comes to the dinim of the Isra of Harvoa, of mating it with something which is not its, something which is Klayim, we give it that status as well. So it's a din of a Safik. So the first six all would be Nazirim, Misafik. Maybe it's a Chayim, maybe it's not a Chayim. Maybe it is a Behemah, maybe it's not a Behemah. Maybe it's a Chayim and a Behemah. Maybe it's not a Chayim or a Behemah. So the first six are all Nazir Misafik. So the seventh person says, I'm a Nazir, Shechem Mekem Nazir, he's a Nazir, because one of them is a Nazir. The last one said, they're all Nazirim. It's also true, because they're all Nazir Misafik. The eighth person is interesting. He says, Einechem Mekem Nazir, which means, could be translated that nobody over there is a Nazir Vadai. Which that's true. Nobody's a Nazir Vadai, so we can Mekayim the Dibur of all of these people and make them all Nazir.
So he's also, the eighth one is also a Safek.
The eighth one will also be I'm not sure the eighth one is a Safek or the eighth one is we're going to be Mekayim his Dibur, that nobody is a Nazir Vadai. So therefore, if nobody's a Nazir Vadai, his statement is 100% true, that he's a Nazir.
Yeah, but it's not clear about, you know, whether...
He meant Nazir Vadai or Nazir Safik.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm not sure about that. Whether that would be considered, that we can just sort of put that into his words, that we say that we assume it's part of his Kavanah, and therefore they're a Nazir Vadai or not, I'm not sure.
If we're Mekayim Suffolk, I understand about the Isurim of Nazir. When it comes to the mitzvot aseh of Nazir, such as the Korbanot, then we're taking the Suffolk to...
So that's what we had before. A person wants to become, wants to complete his Naziris, so he can't cut his hair until he brings his Korbanot. He can't bring a Korbanot because maybe he's not a Nazir. So he has to undertake a separate statements of Naziris and say that if I'm a Nazir for my first statement, what I'm going to keep now Naziris is for that. If not, I'm making a Naziris Nadava. So then I'll keep his Naziris for the 30 days, and then either he's a Nazir from when he was Mekabel before, or he's a Nazir because he was Mekabel this Kabbalah now, so he can better be Kabbalahs.
Thank you.
Um Tosfos Lashon before the Tosfos on the Mishnah are Lam Gimel and Aleph. So he brings two pshatim. The first shot he brings is that the last three are suffering nazirim. Kol nazirim, it's in the first of the medium sized lines of Tosfos, right under the Gemara. And then he brings the Yesh Meforshim in the wide lines, five lines down. So Shacharim Nazirim Vaday. When we touch into those words, he means that the number eight, which is in the sixth line of the Tosfos, of the white line of Tosfos. Gamza Nozer Vada, she came Mashra Dibur, Yesh Bechem Echot, Sheno Vada Nozer, Bemesu, Sheno Mechem Nozer, he translates means, number seven, Shechem Mechem Nozer, one of you is a Vada Nozer Vada. That's true, one of them is a Nozer Vada. And one of them is definitely not a nazir. And the third person is kuchem zirim. Shall kuchem suffik naziris? You all have it in a suffik naziris. Because we're not sure what those words mean. It seems to be Tosfos seems to grapple with this point. Yeah. Well, I don't know why the Tosfos and Amish is over there. Okay. Mama Gimel Maral Tzvi. Mama Gimel. All the way up. The toast is in on the Mishnah Lama Dal Maral on that. Mama Gimel Maral. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Tani Chada. The Gemara. The toast of the Gemara is here. Tani Chada. Tisha Nazir. So one Bryce says that the pshat in the Mishnah is that the nine people are become end up being Nazir. This is the way we understand the Mishnah. Tanya Iroch, Tisha Nazirios. There are nine Nazirus which are now incumbent upon this individual. One person. So the verse says, okay, I don't get it. Bishop Matisha Nazirim can go into Havi Gavri Tvei. It's also bet there are multiple people over here which are under taking Naziris in this situation. Bay meaning in the situation. So, like we said, the first person says that, the second person says that, etc. Elatation Nazirius Lachad Gavra Hechem Mishkachas Law. How can you get nine? You can get six. He says, I'm a Nazir if this is a Chayim. I'm a Nazir if this is not a Chayim. I'm a Nazir if this is a Behemah. I'm a Nazir if this is not a Behemah. So he's undertaken separate acts of Naziris six times. So I get that. But where's the last three? I'm a Nazir if all of them are, well, who's them? Who, there's only one person here. Where, the last three, how does it? The first six I get, like we said in the Mishnah. Ella plus the last three. How does that work? How do the last three work? Omar Sheshish could go in the Omar. The girl takes over Harini Nozer. Gundomer Harini Nozer, but take the liver Harini Nozer. Naziris Hakol Olai. The going takes out the words Harini Nozer. The Aleph over there is going to the Gosa Gra. The Gra takes out the words Harini Nozer. It says Gosa Gra says Gundomer Harini Nozer is in parentheses. Tough Aleph Mem stands for Tevis Elu Mochuk. These words were marked, deleted, or erased. Okay. So the case was that there were nine people, and then a tenth person comes along and says, our story by Mishnah, I'm a Nazir according to all of the statements that just have been said. So I'm a Nazir just like A was a Nazir, and just like B was a Nazir, and C, etc. He's a Makabal, all of those. So he's also a Makabal, the Naziris of number 7, number 8, and number 9. That's how one person can have all nine of them. Sucked the rush. Bishop attests in Zirim Kigurin Dahabi Gabri Tuba could have parched by Masnisa. There's multiple people, like we said in the mission. Of a test in Zirus, the Chad Gabra, Hechem Mishkachas Lot. How do you get nine Naziris to one person? Bishlamish, she's Mishkachas Lot. Six, I understand. One person said, "Mash Omru Hashisha, Shezeh Chaya, Shena Chaya, Shezeh Behema, Shena Behema, Shezeh Behema, Shehu Chaya Ubehema, Shena Chaya Ubehema." That's good. Mash Omru Gimel Achredim Lo Mishkachas Lo Bechad Gabra. You can't have one person undertaking the statement. I believe all of them are Nazirim. I believe none of them are Nazirim. Even if you'll have a scenario that a seventh person is watching the first six doing this, and you'll say, okay, I'm a Kabbal all six that you said, plus I believe all of you are a Nazir, I believe all of you are not a Nazir. What do you mean? What do you believe? So Morris says, Grand Omer, already knows in the series of Kalalai. Imtez, Shitvisu, can parsha Masnis. There was nine people who undertook Naziris, like we said in the Mishnah. Omer Echad called Din Nazir, Shalkuchim Olai. So Amik be Makabal and Naziris of all of that you've done. Nimsa the Beshame, test Naziris, yes, and a love. Ubesilo test Suffolk Naziris. So he would have to keep, according to Beshame, nine sets of Naziris. 30 days, cut his hair, bring a karbonis, cut his hair, start over again, 30 days, etc. According to Basil, he would have nine suffering the zeros upon himself, which again, for him to be able to stop the zeros number one and start the zeros number two, he would have to bring a korban, which he would have to be undertaking now to be able to do that, a Naziris Nadava with each one. Okay, how do you know Beshame? It's not the Mishnah.
Why would he not be able to just say, well, I was saying all this to someone, I want them all to just be one. He's trying to find a way to get them to one.
What's the person with Kabbalah Naziris that it comes with the Chi of Karbonis? So if he's with Kabbalah multiple Naziris, he's Chaya multiple sets of Karbonis. You can't cut your hair without doing a 30-day process. So he can't like do 270 days and bring nine sets of karbanos. That doesn't work. Okay. I pointed out to him when we learned when we did the Mishnayos and the Hakdama that I would have put this parak first.
They didn't ask me.
Yeah. So what actually is a Nazir Mukhayev to do? Right, now that we've discussed his Kabbalah, his different lashanas of Kabbalah, etc. So, okay, he's a Nazir. So what is he Mukhayev to do? So there are three types of things which are usher by a Nazir. He's usher Hatuma. He's not allowed to become Tameh Lemes. Bataglachas, he's not allowed to cut his hair. Bayotzim and Gefen, and products which come from the vine are also. The Tanna is going to go through all of them. The Mishnah will go through all of them. What the halach is about them? Okay, so that applies whether it's the grape itself, it's the wine which you make from a grape, etc. So the shear for Kiev by Yotzim and Gefen is a kazayas. So a person would eat some pits of the grape, he would eat some shells of the grape, he'd eat some grapes. They're mistarved together to a kezias. The vein chayv achechol min nobim kezias, the sheer chiyav is a kezias. That if he drinks wine, so the first version of the Mishnah, so Rebbe's writing that he had an ancient language of the Mishnah which said the Shir Chiyuv is Revius Yayin for drinking wine. But what we're saying now is that the Shir Chiyuv is a kezias even on the drinking. So different than most cases where a person drinks something that the halacha is a revius, by nozer the Shir Chiyuv is a kezias. Rekiva Omer, we have this in Psachim. I feel a shara pita b'yayin v'yesh b'kadem the tzarif kezayis chayiv. He dips his bread into wine. He eats a kezayis of bread, and between the bread part and the wine part, you have a kezayis. So not only is there a chayiv for a kezayis of wine, it's not even a kezayis of wine. It's between the bread and the wine. It's a kezias. So Rabbi Akiva holds heter mitzarf leiser. Words from a pasuk that the heter part, which is the bread, combined together with the iser to give you a shear to be chayiv. V'chayiv al yayin b'fnei atzmai, v'al arnovi b'fnei atzman, v'al chasadim b'fnei atzman, al azogim b'fnei atzman. So that a person would. That if he eats any one of these things by himself, he's going to be chayiv. So yayin or grapes. Now the chatzanim and the zogim are the shells and the pits. And we remember machlokes which one is the shell, which one is the pit. We'll see that in the Mishnah.
I mean the. So if you ate the pits by itself, that's considered like derech avila, normal.
The Torah says mecharzanim adzog. So the Torah says explicitly over here that the iser applies even to the pits.
Right, but if you just ate the pits by itself, in other words, all you ate were pits.
So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That's exactly what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. That's how you learn zogim or pits. The Mishnah is saying, "Ala zogim b'le'atzman," that even if he didn't eat anything else of the grape. Okay. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah Omer, "Enu chayav ad sheyochol shnei chartzanim v'zog." So, mi'chartzanim v'ad zog. So, chartzanim is written in plural, and the zog is written singular. To tell me that. And it says mechatzinim ba'ad zog. You have to have the tzmichai for those parts. It's only if he has two of these and one of those. Now, elu hein chatzinim ve'elu hein zogim. What's the chatzin and what's the zog? A chatzinim elu hachitzinim. So the Tanakh says the chatzinim are the shells. Azogim elo apanimim. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the zog is the inside, which the pits. The chatzanim are the shells. Rabbi Yossi Armor, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Shlotita, that the zog is the shell, the chartzanim are the pits. And the way that you remember that is because we talk about a bell, an animal wears a bell, kizug shel behema. So we refer to the bell is called the zug, and the clapper inside is called the inbol. So the zug is the outer part. So the zog is the outer part. Hachitzoyin zog v'hapnimi inbol. So the inner part is called the clapper is called the inbol, and the outer part is called the zug. So the word the zog is the outer part, the shell, and the therefore by process of elimination, the chatzanim are the pits.
When it comes to its storage, is there a minimal amount that's required? So,
as long as it has tam.
That's the key note in tam.
Dr. Rush. Shoshimina Masur Minozer, Hatuma, the Ksiva Kolnafshis Mace, Loya Voy. The Pasuk says, Al Nefesh Mace, Loya Voy. Okay. The glach is the tar lo yavur al rosha. You cannot put any type of a cutting instrument on his head. Or yes, you want to get from the sieve. So he cannot eat anything, whether the grapes are dried, the raisins, whether they're grapes. But now, v'chatzanim. There's a girsa where it says, "Granadav in lachem veishim v'chatzanim v'zogim." Okay, mitarim lekazayis lokus the seed v'kol asher yasem again from a yayin, anything which is come made from the which is part of the gefen a yayin from the vine. I don't think so. Now, you thought only Tosis can be to be interesting. Turn to Lama Kes. I mean, in mine, it's Lama Kes on base. The rest of the Rosh of the Mishnah is Lama Okay, at the top of the page, in Lama Kes on base in the Rosh. And the Kaiba Shechem and Novim. So the Tanakh Kam of the Mishnah is assuming the shear for Kazayas that refers to wine as well. But the Mishnah Rishonim said Achi Yishtik Revius Yayin. That the shear shti is revius. Now the Rosh adds, according to the Mishnah Rishonim, it's a lay around. Since the shear shti is revius, therefore avudin lachilas chatzanim bezogim the chay revius can refresh the Gemara. He holds that the chatzanim and zog also you have to eat a revius worth of them to be chay. Revius is a kazayas and a half. We keep on Rafael a sharp pita b'yayin v'yeshlo the tzar of kazayis min pasim yayin chayiv b'kolshkein l'chatzanim b'zogim shechayiv b'kazayis. According to Bekiva, chatzan and zog for sure the shear is a kazayis to everything. Okay, now skip to Lama Tesman Aleph, the second rush. Zogim elah pinimiyim hagarinim. That's referring to the seeds. Rabbi Yosi hayinosin simon kadei shelo tita. Rabbi Yosi is arguing the Tanna Kamma and saying that. So that's what Yehuda says, that the zog is the panimi. Rabbi Yosi says no, the zog is the chitzoin. And Simon Kadesh Latita Zug Shal Behema the Kitzin Kari Zug. He says no, the Kitzin is called Zug. Okay, that's now the next piece of Rosh is on the Mishnah Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, Zok the Gemara. Shoshaminim Aser Minozer. The Mishnah says the Tuma, the Taglachas, and the Yotzim in a Geffen. Yotzim in a Geffen in Geffen Atzmaloi. So something of the vine itself, like Craig was asking, the leaves. Or you could have the shoots also. The, when they first start, the first come out, they're edible. So no, it's not included. Masizin looked Reb Eliezer. So the Mishnah is coming la fuke Reb Eliezer shita. The Mishnah is stressing the Yotzim and Geffen to exclude Reb Eliezer. The Tanya Reb Eliezer, Omer Afilo Olim Vilulavim Bimashma. The leaves and the shoots are included as well. Ikad Army, some have this conversation a Seifa based on the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Venachai the Bach puts in the word puts it involved Venachai Vachiyachol Minanovim Kazayas Minanovim in Megef and Atzmaloi. The Mishnah is stressing the Mishnah is stressing dafka from the novim, the grape or the grape product, but not the vine. So Masisa again, look Reb Eliezer, Tanya Reb Eliezer, I feel all the novim b'mashma. Okay, so Zotik Gemara, what's this machlokes in the Tana of our Mishnah in Reb Eliezer? So there's a pasuk which says the pasuk which we're talking about now, Mikol Shayaseh Megefen Ayayim Mechatzinim Vatzog, is one pasuk. But there's a pasuk before that. The Torah says Miyayim Meshecher Yazir. So then it says Mechamis Yamishcher Meshecher Lo Yishter Chomishas Anovim Lo Yishter Vanovim Lachim Bebishim Lo Yochel. So the next pasuk is going to say because yes, I mean gefen ayin, any grape product, megefen ayin, any product from the gefen ayin. So the pasuk before the chara seems to be totally, it's there for a drush obviously because it's extra. The Torah goes to says yain and shecher chaimis yain chaimis shecher mishas anovim, and then it says anovim lachim bevishim lo yochel. So you tell me wine, you tell me vinegar, you tell me mishas anovim, which are kivat darshins, it means anything you soak the soaks it in, and then it says grapes, whether they're fresh or they're dry. Then it says then the next pasuk says because yes, against anything, any grape product. So it's a cloud. It's getting about in the sugya of cloud product, cloud the Torah, or really it's a prat cloud. The Torah is going through a list of various different types of things, and then it says a general rule. So that's what's referred to as a prat klal. The prat is, we have yayin and shaker. Rashi says yayin is fresh as soon as it's squeezed, then shaker is once it's set long enough to become intoxicating. Set yayin and shaker. Then it talks about chaymitz, yayin, chaymitz, shaker. Then it talks about mishas anovim. Then it says anovim lachim eveshim. So there's four things, or some of them are multiple, four sets of things which the Torah It says explicitly, Yayin and Shecher, that's one, two. Chemis Yayin, Chemis Shecher, that's three, four, that's the second set. Misha Zogim is the third. And Anobin Lachim Veshim is the fourth. So it's seven different things the Torah lists. Then it says, Mikosha Yesim Gefen Yayin. Mechat Simbat Zog. So it says, anything the Gefen Yayin, even the Chatzonim and the Zog, even the shells and the pits are already Lo Yayachim. So, how do you darshan these psukim? So there's machlokes. I'm trying to remember if we've discussed this before. So we're familiar with the Brisa. Shmuel says that you darshan klal prat, prat klal, klal prat klal. So the Torah is writing in general terms. The Torah is writing in specific terms. So that's what this is actually machloikas. If that's how you're supposed to darshan or not, you darshan what's known as ribuye umiuti. That the correct way to darshan is not as a klal and a prat, but as a ribuy and a miyut. So in this situation, it's a prat klal. So you darshan as so the rule by prat klal is the klal is coming. The prat is the prat, and then we say klal is coming to be kol hakol. It's coming to include everything. If you darshan it as over here it's going to be a prat, all these different things, then Mikol Sheyesu Gefayan is the klal, and then Michasim Zog, which again the Torah is giving something specific. So it's a prat, klal, prat. A prat, klal, prat is darshan the same way as a klal, prat, klal. So by klal, prat, klal, we have ein b'klal, elamash, we say that you need, it has to be something which is ke'ein, the prat. The klal is coming to be marbe something more, but it has to be similar to what the marbe has to be something which is similar to the protim. So the prat, the protim are clearly not the actual geffen itself, but it's the products of the geffen. So so the lovim and the olim and the lovim are out. If Yudarshan is a ribi miyut, so we're here, it'll be a miyut ribi miyut. We say that that's a more expansive approach. The ribi is we marbe everything, and the miyut is excluding one thing. So the miyut will come to exclude one thing only, as opposed to creating a rule out of what you're excluding, what you're including. It goes through details. So if I had darshan is a ribuy miyut, so the ribuy of kol shei gefayin is a ribuy to remember everything, and then you exclude one thing with the words mechasinim batzog. That one thing which is excluded is the vine itself, really, as it holds. Because we call it Shayesim Geffen Yayin, the Torah is saying everything from the Geffen. The vine itself, everything from the vine is included. Mechasim Azog excluding one thing, what's excluding is excluding the vine itself. Do we ever have this discussion before? We had it in Sanhedrin. Okay. Okay. So let's go through the actual Gemara tomorrow. Let's hold it here.